We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Michigan baseball is getting ready for the regional. They got in. They're going to play UConn Friday night. We're going to talk to Coach Eric Backich in just a few minutes to see how his team has prepared and how they received the news that they were going to the regionals. Stay tuned for all of that here on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
Welcome back to Conquering Heroes. And as promised, I have Eric Backich, baseball coach here at the University of Michigan, and they are heading to the regionals. They got that word earlier today, which is Monday, Memorial Day. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. What was your reaction when you heard that you guys made it into the regionals?
Well, thanks for having me, John. It, you know, for all the parents out there, it's Christmas morning. That's the most relatable feeling I can describe watching the players, the kids celebrate, seeing their name called, and just the pure expressions of joy on their faces. There's nothing better. And so no different than watching the kids tear open their presents under the tree. It's kind of that same jubilation. So, you know, those are the celebratory moments we're chasing, and really excited that our players got to experience that.
So tell us a little bit, were you guys together as a team when the announcement was made?
Yes, we watch the selection show every year together, and it's just become a, you know, part of our Memorial Day tradition. You got this day on the calendar circled all year long. You know, that's when the regular season ends and the playoffs begin and the road to Omaha starts.
So I know that obviously we started with the good news. You're in. If I, you know, when you woke up this morning, what did you feel your chances were of making it and getting that selection for the regionals, or possibly not, in season being over?
Well, when you said woke up, that would refer to having gone to sleep. So it's been a long couple of nights, John, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I did not know. There's been so many unknowns, obviously, around the country, but with the Big Ten's decision to play conference games only and being the only major conference to make that decision, we as a coaching group, we just did not know how that would affect the selection committee, who have a tremendously difficult job as it is. We didn't know how that would affect their decision to disseminate all the information and pick the at-large teams. So, we knew going into the season that Big Ten coaches, I'm referring to, knew it could be a challenge. And just the unknowns of not knowing you know, never having played a conference only schedule before. So there were a lot of factors, you know, and especially for us, you know, we were playing for a championship a couple of weeks ago. We lost our last two series. You know how the committee takes that into account, but fortunately we had done enough over the long haul to finish in the top three, and they valued that and valued our conference enough to take the top three teams in the conference.
Well, it, you mentioned they valued the conference enough. Obviously, the run that you made a couple of years ago to get to the College World Series, I'm sure that has helped the Big Ten Conference. Where is the Big Ten Conference in terms of reputation now as compared to maybe even 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, I read a stat today, in fact, that I want to say over the last 5 years, I know in 2015, the Big Ten had five teams get selected for the postseason, and we had 53 draft picks that year as a conference. Mm-hmm. And that was, the draft picks were tied with the Pac-12 and were more than the Big 12. And that was kind of a coming out party for the Big Ten with that 2015 year. And of course, we've added Nebraska and Maryland to the and Rutgers to the conference. But it has been since 2015 that we have had 3, 4, and 5 teams selected to regionals, and what seems to be a lot of draft picks coming out of our conference over the last 6 years. And that really is kind of the neutral factor, because professional baseball, they are looking for the best players everywhere. They don't care what conference you're in. And to see that they're selecting a lot of Big Ten players speaks to the caliber of this conference, the, you know, the investment that institutions have made in their baseball programs, the quality of the coaches and players that we have, the resources that we now have for recruiting and player development. So it's a lot of things over the last 6 years. And we just were scared to death that the decision to play conference only could set our conference back in terms of all this forward momentum that we've gained. Everybody feels like, you know, they, especially programs like ours, that we're on an upward trend. And with COVID, it just kind of seems to hit a screeching halt. So it's good to be back in the positive, so to speak, and start you know, gaining some traction moving forward again.
So having set the table the way you did, you know, obviously the last 6 years, including your run to the College World Series in 2019, the draft picks, the number of teams selected from the Big Ten, having played only conference games this year, how well prepared, not just for your team, but how well prepared do you think the Big Ten Conference is going into regionals?
Well, nobody's going to see anything they haven't seen already. You know, they may see more of it, but, you know, the kid who closed out the game for Nebraska against us 2 days ago closed out the game. His fastball reached 99 miles an hour. Mm. Nobody else is. I mean, there, someone in the college baseball might hit 100 this weekend, but the quality arms in the Big Ten, we've seen more mid to upper 90s velocity. The bodies, I mean, it's an older version of college baseball, but I thought this was the best version of the Big Ten, and it's all relative because it's the best version of college baseball this year with the shortened draft and the COVID bonus seniors, everybody coming back. I mean, it's a tough year to be a freshman in college baseball. You just don't see many of them playing. It's an older version of ourselves, but I thought far and away the Big Ten competition this year was as good as it's ever been. You had Indiana and Iowa that were slam dunk regional teams in any other year, but just with, you know, the way things went this year and not having any non-conference competition, they finished fourth and fifth in the league, so they didn't make it in. But the league was loaded this year, and so I feel like playing these conference games against the caliber of competition in our conference, Nebraska, Maryland, ourselves, you know, we've seen really good competition. Now, other teams, you know, they may have more power arms, more guys top to bottom, throwing mid to upper 90s, more power hitters, more team speed, all of that, but it's not going to be anything we've never seen before.
How do you get your team to refocus? They obviously got a bump of energy today making it to the regionals, but having the last 2 weeks, like you mentioned, losing your last two series, how do you get them to refocus, channel that energy that they're feeling today to face UConn on Friday night?
I feel like we are in a really good spot because we didn't know if we were getting in. We were legitimately sweating it out. You know, that whole one side of the bracket was announced and a lot of guys got up at the commercial break and were pacing around, a lot of bathroom breaks, you know, a lot of nervous energy. And when we got our name called and, you know, obviously the excitement, like you just referenced, but it's also a feeling of, hey, we got house money now. We got nothing to lose. I mean, we were, the margin for getting in or not getting in is razor thin, as is all sports, it seems, when you're trying to compete at the highest level. And we just have this feeling now of like, it's that deep breath, it's the weight off the shoulders, you know, and it's like, hey, let's just take it one game at a time. We're not looking at this as the Notre Dame regional. We're looking at this as the UConn regional. And, you know, UConn's an awesome team. They're a complete team. They do everything well. I've been watching video of them all day today. So have our coaches. I mean, they just, you know, they got a very potent offense. They have power. They have speed. They play good defense. They have good pitching. They're very well coached. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge. But I feel like the last 3 weeks of the Big Ten, playing Indiana, playing Maryland, playing Nebraska, have prepared us for the quality of this competition. And I love our mindset because we're kind of like in that mindset of screw it, you know, let's just go play and let's take it one game at a time and see how far we can take this.
So let's talk a little bit about your team and your guys. On I think it was Sunday afternoon, the Big Ten announced the all Big Ten selections. You had 8 of those, 2 of them on the first team, led by, you know, junior pitcher Steven Ajar, second baseman Ted Burton, who's a sophomore. Tell us a little bit about those guys that got the honors, as well as just your expectations of some of your top performers as they head into the regionals.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was not expecting 8 selections on the all-conference team. I think the next most was 5 on any other team. So I was very pleased that the opposing coaches thought so highly of our players. You know, you can't, the way the ballots work is you can't vote for your own players. You just put the guys out there you think are worthy and the other coaches vote. And so I was really pumped for our guys to be recognized like that. And as I told them, all the individual awards are team awards because the pitchers that get recognized, they got an entire defense playing behind them, and hitters that hit have guys on base or are getting knocked in by other guys when they get on base. So it's a total connection of team. But you know, our weekend series start with Steve Hadger, like you said. He is our Friday night pitcher. He's a junior, tremendous competitor, one of the best competitors I've been around. He hates to lose, whether he's, you know, playing Rochambeau or baseball, it doesn't matter. He just hates to lose and loves to win. And he's had a very nice year. He's been very consistent. He's put up good numbers. He's a high prospect and very strong left-handed pitcher. And he's pitched really well down the stretch here. So we'll be excited about him going on Friday night. And then Ted Burton, like you mentioned, he's a kid that is from California. He's a second year player. So he's a sophomore, but you know, he's the COVID year. So he was a starter at third base last year as a true freshman, which is hard to do. And we've moved him over to second base this year. And, he missed the first 2 weeks. He had mono, unfortunately, got mono in January. So he missed the first couple of weeks of the season, but he's inserted himself into the lineup and his bat has really gotten hot. And he led our team in hitting in the regular season, ended up hitting almost 360 and hits doubles, hits home runs. He's got speed, he's a good defender. He can run. He's just a good all around player.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you go into a weekend like this, because I know it's a double elimination, but it's, you know, you win to move on. How do you manage your arms, your pitching staff?
You know, I've thought about this, and we've been fortunate. You know, this is our fourth regional in the last 6 years. I was fortunate to be in a lot of regionals at Vanderbilt and even as a player. And I think the best way to approach this is treat every game like there's no tomorrow. And it's so important to get in the winner's bracket and stay in the winner's bracket. And so you just do whatever you have to do to come out on top in every single game that you play, and don't save anyone. Don't hold anything back. Just freaking go for it. And so outside of pitching Cam Weston, who's our Saturday starter in relief on Friday, I would say anything and everything is on the table on Friday.
It'll be exciting. And Friday night, as Coach mentioned, the South Bend Regional, Michigan will face UConn. Earlier in the day at 1 o'clock, Notre Dame and Central Michigan will play. Tell us a little bit about the teams in this region. I know you talked a little bit about UConn, but tell us a little bit more about Notre Dame and Central Michigan.
Well, Notre Dame won the ACC outright and won it by a landslide. In fact, there were a lot of the folks in the media thought they were going to get a national seed, one of the top eight national seeds. But they were far and away the ACC champion. The ACC's, you know, right behind the SEC. I mean, it is a phenomenal conference. It's loaded. And Notre Dame, under second-year coach Link Jarrett, who's a former Florida State player himself, but then he's gone on to coach at Auburn and East Carolina and became the head coach at UNC. Greensboro had tremendous success there, and he takes over, got his shot in the ACC a couple of years ago. Obviously, COVID shortened season last year, but he's a renowned hitting coach. He was a tremendous player at Florida State himself, played professional ball, but he's got the team believing and playing well, and they do everything well. Also, they have great pitching. They play unbelievable defense. I think if they don't lead the nation in defense, they got to be up there, because they're fielding, I want to say, I'm just going off memory here, but it's like 985 as a team, mm-hmm. which is ridiculously high for college baseball. And then they've got a good offense. I mean, he's a hitting and defensive specialist, and his teams seem to reflect that. And most importantly, he's got them. He's instilled what looks like a culture that has them believing that they can win. And the same is said for Central Michigan. Jordan Bischel took over that program 3 years ago, and he has them in back-to-back regionals. They're the MAC champions. Coach Bischel does a phenomenal job. Their kids play loose. You know, you see him dancing in the dugout and doing all kinds of crazy antics, but it works for them. It's good for them. And they are extremely fundamentally sound as well. They can hit, they can run, they play defense, they have good pitching, and they have a tremendous belief system as well. So these are four outstanding teams. and just a testament to the depth of college baseball these days, the parity in college baseball. And it's going to be a tough regional to navigate through for all the teams.
I know that some of the restrictions in the state of Michigan loosen up Tuesday, which is when everybody will be listening to this. And so you've played your entire season, the home games, in front of limited crowds. Have they told you what it will be like in South Bend? Will there be more people in attendance to be able to watch the regional?
I hope so, John. I mean, geez, that's been one of the more frustrating things, is seeing different rules for different places, and depending on politics and all this other stuff, it's been a mess. And it sure would be nice to get everybody back on the same page and back to normal and operating at full capacity. I know all of Michigan is excited to do that. So I don't know what's going to happen at Notre Dame, but I sure hope it's a full stadium, packed house, tremendous atmosphere and environment. That would be awesome.
How does that, or how could that affect the game? Obviously, I mean, the no-brainer is that when you come out of the locker room and you see a packed house, you're excited. Not having had that experience, at least on a game-in, game-out basis, have you had a conversation with your kids about how to handle that emotion? I know they've been in that situation before, but gosh, it's going to be unbelievable if that's the case.
Well, fortunately, and this is just, thank goodness, the scheduling worked out this way, but Nebraska went to full capacity a few weeks ago, and we just played our final series against Nebraska in front of 7,500 fans. And Notre Dame, I think, holds 2,500, and Nebraska fans are some of the best fans, I think, out there. It's a great environment, but it's not hostile. They're not making personal attacks on your mother and sister and girlfriend and calling you names. And they cheer for their team. They start clapping when the opponent hitter has two strikes on them. They try to speed the game up on the opponent in a very good way. And they came out it was like a festival of Nebraskans at A-Market Park this past weekend, and it was loud, and they're chanting Go Big Red, and it was awesome. And I was just thinking in the back of my mind, I feel like some of our players, it did speed them up a little bit, and it got them out of sorts a little bit, but they were able to slow themselves back down. But what great preparation that was, and a rep that we got prior to the postseason, because that's how it's going to be.
We're talking to Eric Bakich, Michigan's baseball coach, as they prepare for the South Bend Regional Friday night. If you want to watch it, it's at 7 o'clock on ESPN3. They're going to be taking on UConn. And, Coach, before I let you go, I think we've covered just about everything. And we talked about Ted Burton, and you mentioned his expertise with the bat this year. Who else should we be looking for when you guys are on offense?
Well, this has been, John, honestly, this has been one of our best, most productive offenses that we've had. And it's really kind of that no superstar mentality. We've got a deep lineup. We're hitting for higher slugging and drawing a lot of walks and getting on base. And we multifaceted in that we can hit the double in the home run, but we can also steal the base as well. So we feel really good about our lineup, but, in the outfield, Clark Elliott and Tito Flores have had, both sophomores, both had great years. Tito was second team all conference. In the infield, Christian Malfetta has hit at the top to middle of the order all year long. He anchors third base for us. Ben Sims is, one of the best college shortstops that I've seen. He certainly fits right in line with the great shortstops we've had here over the years, and Jack Blomgren and Michael Berdar. He's a phenomenal player, second team all conference himself. Of course, Ted Burton at second base was first team. Jimmy Overtop at first base was third team all conference. Our catcher, Griffin Mazur, we've been very fortunate with great catching the last, for quite some time. But Joe Donovan's now with the Cleveland Indians organization, Harrison Wenson now with the Los Angeles Angels organization. Griffin Mazur is just as good as those guys. I mean, he's been tremendous leader behind the plate. He was second team all conference. So, you know, our offense, we feel really good about it. We like our offense. We like that it's dynamic and it's got multiple weapons. And we're going to need it. We're going to need that balance because we're going to be facing a lot of good pitching this weekend.
Well, Coach, best of luck Friday night throughout the entire weekend. We'll be watching, and best, hopefully good results so we can get to that Super Regional, which will be the following weekend.
Hey, sounds great. Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on.
Yep, thanks for your time, and go Blue.
Go Blue.
Thanks to Coach Eric Backich for stopping by on his Memorial Day, and thank you for listening, and we hope that you get a chance to watch Michigan baseball. They will be on ESPN3 Friday night against UConn in the South Bend Regional. You can find them at 7 o'clock earlier in the day. Notre Dame is going to take on Central Michigan at 1 o'clock. Winners of both of those games will play on Saturday. Losers will as well because it is double elimination. The following weekend, June 11 through 14, is the Super Regionals. And then June 19 through 30, those eight teams that make it out of those Super Regionals will be heading to Omaha for the College World Series. And if Michigan gets there, we will bring you that information and the highlights here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. M Go Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.